Hello and welcome to another episode of the Argus Fertiliser Matters podcast. My name is Mike Nash and I am the Senior Fertiliser Editor based here in London. Today on the show, we are going to take a timely look at the logistics situation on the Mississippi River in the United States, and particularly the lack of snowpack in the northern plains, which in turn affects water levels on the Mississippi and fertiliser barge traffic. And today I'm delighted to be joined by Megan Yoyote, who is a market reporter covering fertiliser markets, including ammonium sulphate and nitrates, and also has special responsibility for covering the barge freight market for the Argus North American Fertiliser Report, and she's based in Houston. Megan's been with Argus for a little under 2 years and is a graduate of Baylor University in Texas with a degree in international relations and affairs. Megan, welcome.
Hey there, Mike.
So just as a quick background, perhaps you could just explain a little about the low snowpack situation and what caused it.
Yeah, so this year we've seen just an unusually low amount of snowpack in the northern U.S., and that's mainly been spurred on by the El Niño weather pattern, which has just come in last year, and that causes a milder winter in the northern U.S. and a greater amount of precipitation in the south. And the National Weather Service this spring recorded this as one of the top five driest years in the U.S. since the organization began reporting in 1872. So the National Weather Service put out their final flood risk assessment that the flooding for this year for the Mississippi River and its tributaries is below normal for this spring because of the lack of snowpack. So usually the amount of snowpack determines how the Mississippi River flows throughout the spring season and into the summer.
And just for non-American readers, Megan, can you just describe which particular area of the United States we're talking about? You're talking about the northern plains, so you're talking about the middle north of the country, is that right?
Yeah, I'm talking about the northern plains usually gathers a good amount of snow that turns into ice over the majority of the winter, and that in turn melts and usually causes a good amount of flooding on the Mississippi River, keeping the river steady throughout the spring and into the summer.
So what does this mean, Megan, then, for actual logistics on the river system? And bearing in mind how much fertilizer gets moved through barges and through the various river systems in the US, what does it actually mean, do you think, for barge traffic?
So the real issue, it seems, that there is only about 0 to 1 inches of water equivalent in the snowpack in the northern plains this year, when last year that total water equivalent was about 2 to 6 inches. That means that the Mississippi River and its tributaries have to rely more on precipitation this year than water coming in from the snowpack, which is what happened last year. So the Mississippi River has been in a drought over the past 2 years, and each year it's starting to reach critically low conditions earlier than the year prior. So in 2022, conditions started getting rough July, August, but last year, 2023, things started getting a little bit nerve-wracking in June. So each year it just seems like people are a little bit more nervous on when drought is going to start on the Mississippi River.
So I guess as well, what we're talking about then, Megan, really is the ability of a barge to move from a certain terminal or from a certain point to another point on the river system. We're talking about the draft of the vessel.
Yes. So with less water on the Mississippi River, the towing and the draft capacity is reduced by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. So draft, that means that the barges can't load as heavy as usual. And then towing, right, they can't have as many barges. They have to reduce the width. Usually they'll take 7 barges across on the river, but now they have to reduce that to maybe 4 or 5 barges, and maybe only 3 of them can be loaded. So that just means that less fertilizer is being moved. And it's going to come at a significant cost as well. That just means that freight costs are likely to go up, which could even create logistic switching for producers. So instead of using barges, which is usually the most economical, they might switch to rail or trucking in order to save not only the cost, but also the time it takes. Because of the low water, it takes a lot longer for barges to get through different lock points on the river.
Right. So what we're saying is effectively, not only can the barge itself carry less fertilizer because it can't be weighed down as much, there's actually fewer barges on the water as well. So in other words, we're reducing potentially the supply of fertilizer in a particular region or a particular point.
Yes. And as of recent, we've gotten a good amount of snow in the Northern Plains. I think it's been about maybe 4 to 6 inches. But because of the recent drought that's been going on in the U.S., the soil is very dry. So there's a good chance that once this new snow melts, it's most likely just to go into the ground and not feeding into the Mississippi River. So we'll be thinking about rain all throughout the spring and into the summer for sure.
You're talking to an English person, that's all we think about is rain. So I'm aware that you do get regional shortages in certain parts, in certain terminals, and that can lead to price spikes, sometimes relatively short term, but there's a disconnection between NOLA, New Orleans, the price at New Orleans and other parts. Is that what you're saying, Megan, is that there's a potential for wider disparities in regional fertilizer market prices? Is that what we're concerned about here?
So it's not going to be as much as fertilizer prices by themselves, but with the added cost of freight, prices are likely to come up a little bit. So like prices up into the Corn Belt and Twin Cities are most likely to see that price pressure. And that's just because it's usually the lower Mississippi River that dries up first. And we've had problems there for the past 2 years. And it's always happens mainly during the fall, but now we're seeing it start to move further into the summer. And we'll see how it goes this year. The next 3-month outlook for the National Weather Service, it looks like the temperatures are definitely going to be above normal all across the plains, especially in the Northern Plains. But then precipitation outlook is still leaning above normal. So throughout March and into a little bit of April, we're seeing some positives. We just need to hope that they last up through the summer.
And I guess too, you said even if the precipitation outlook is above normal or healthy, because the soil is so dry, less rainwater is actually going to find its way into the river system in the first place.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you ever so much, Megan. That was great stuff. I've learned all about North American weather. That brings us to the end of the Argus Fertilizer Matters podcast. My sincere thanks to Megan Uyoti, market reporter for the Argus North American Fertilizer Report.
Thanks, Mike.
And as always, thanks for listening. And don't forget to look out for the next episode, which we will record in a couple of weeks. Until then, this is Mike Nash for Argus Media. Bye for now.